This is the Cleveland Browns Report, delivered exclusively on ClevelandBrowns.com and the Browns Media Network.
Hello and welcome to the Cleveland Browns Report. I'm Jameer Howard, joined by Browns senior editor Vic Carucci. Vic, OTA's in full swing. The veterans, the rookies, all hands are on deck.
Yeah, they are, and it's nice to see it all kind of come together now with all the players from the new coaching staff on down, all the newness that is here, new faces and a new tempo. You can see it both on offense and defense, a greater sense of urgency, and sure, a lot of guys just want to show the new coaching staff that they belong and they're part of this, but from the coaching staff standpoint, they're trying to set the standard right now with these OTAs. This is how we do things. This is the sense of urgency. This is the pace, the faster pace, the higher degree of tempo that we're going to do things offensively and defensively. And you can see, Jameer, overall, this team has a lot of speed.
Now, Vic, you've had opportunity to watch practice in its entirety. And just from an offensive standpoint, what are your thoughts?
Well, the first thing that jumps out at me is the wide receivers. And Devon Bess especially, the new addition to the receiving core in the slot, he is really setting a tone and a tempo. He gets open, first of all, constantly. The guy is a veteran. He's savvy. He knows how to run routes. He catches everything that comes his way. And I think that's contagious. I think the other receivers need to see that for all the work that they've put in the offseason to try to improve themselves, to now see how it's done. This team has really never had, in this current group, never had that veteran presence, that leader in the meeting room, in the locker room for their group. Devon Bess is that guy. And it even extends to the quarterbacks. Brandon Whedon talks about how Devon Bess, I mean, the two of them are usually the first to arrive to the practice facility each day, how they ease their way into the hot tub, and Bess starts the conversation about X's and O's, and Brandon Whedon is picking up a lot from that, and you can see it too on the field. I mean, this is something Brandon Whedon wants to show the receiving core, the coaches, that he's into it, that his place is firmly established on this team, and that he has every intention of keeping that starting job.
Vic, speaking of Brandon Whedon, I had a chance to catch up with him after practice. Let's take a listen to what Brandon had to say about adjusting to this new offense.
You know, each day's gotten better. You know, I think the first 2 days were really, really good. I think guys were functioning, moving around fast. Yesterday was probably our best day. You know, day two, even though the install was a little bit bigger, guys really adapted and learned it and were flying around. I mean, we were really moving. But it was a good 3 days. You know, I'm excited about where we're at, you know, so far, so early in the camp.
What are your thoughts on this new offense?
Love it. Absolutely love it. You know, I think, you know, not only is, you know, the scheme's great, you know, but the guys around me are playing great as well. And, you know, this system is kind of more tailored for what I've always done in the past. You know, getting the shotgun a little bit more. Still do some stuff in the center, but, you know, sit back there, take a 3- and 5-step drop and throw it to your guys. And love every minute of it.
What's it been like working with North Turner?
Great. I mean, you know, I have so much respect for him just because what his past and what he's done with quarterbacks. And, you know, each day I come to work, it's kind of exciting because I know I'm going to learn something. And, you know, he's been coaching me and really pushing me to become the best player I can be and study and do the things and teach me how to do it the right way. And that's all you can ask. As a quarterback, he's a guy you have a lot of tremendous amount of respect for, but he's you know, great at what he does.
And speaking of learning, what have you learned from last year that you were able to bring with you as you head into your second season?
Well, you got to know how to take these days. You know, take advantage of each entire rep. And I think last year it was like, okay, I'm learning, so I'm like, okay, each rep's kind of an individual deal, and you want to make sure you do it good. But you're like, okay, what's the next play? Now it's like, okay, take each play, each throw, footwork on handoffs, wherever it may be. You kind of know how to take advantage of every one of them because you don't get a ton of them. And, you know, that's if I were to say one thing, that would probably be it.
Well, Vic, as Brandon just mentioned, this offense reminds him a lot of college, and it's going to be fun to watch him.
Oh, it is. He's going to work from shotgun formation a lot, which appeals to him greatly. He has a better sense of what the defense is doing. He's got a better view of it. He's got more separation from the pass rush. And he likes the attack style approach, too. The fact that it is very vertical, that he is throwing downfield, and that Rob Chudzinski, North Turner, want him to be aggressive, want him to look for those longer throws. And receivers, you can see on a day-to-day basis in these practices, receivers are getting open all over the place. So for a quarterback, it's a dream. And the fact that it does move at a faster pace, which by design is supposed to give you more reps, more opportunities to move the ball and score. It is a quarterback's dream. It's a receiver's dream.
Well, Vic, thanks for breaking it down. And Browns fans, this concludes this report. For Vic Carucci, I'm Jameer Howardson. Thanks for joining us.